special delivery by Jupiter on this moment of Indiana history. In the collection of the Smithsonian Institution is a yellowed envelope whose 3-cent stamp was canceled in Lafayette, Indiana in August 1859. Addressed to a New York City resident, the envelope bears an intriguing inscription in the lower left corner, "Via Balloon Jupiter." The artifact survives from the first ever postal delivery by air. Decades before the Wright brothers' first flight, this pioneering feat was not achieved by plane. The Lafayette postmaster took a leap of faith when he gave balloonist John Wise a locked mail bag containing 123 letters and a few pamphlets addressed to postal patrons in New York. Only weeks earlier, the aeronaut's previous attempt to deliver letters from St. Louis to New York had ended in a crash. Although the 809-mile trip was the longest balloon trip on record, the mail was lost and the prospect of airmail still unrealized. The day Wise finally pulled off the historic feat was a scorcher in Lafayette with little wind. Wise had to ascend to 14,000 feet to ride the currents, which ultimately dragged him south instead of east. After 5 hours in the air, Wise was forced to land just 30 miles south in Crawfordsville. This time, however, the mailbag was safely retrieved from the gondola and the letters dispatched by train to their destination. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.